is on the right side of the flagpole. Now he's coming down forward, and he's saying, make haste and listen well to the words of the High Queen of Heaven. Her directions will be followed, or you will receive the punishment due an ungrateful generation. Now, Our Lady is coming down. She's dressed beautifully. Our Lady is all in white. All around the outside of her robe, it covers her head from her feet all the way across her head and down to her feet. There's golden trim. It's very brilliant. As the light shines upon it, it glitters. And now as it glitters, I see tiny hosts appearing. They seem to be floating all about her head, beautifully glittering. Now Our Lady is coming down. She's over by the right side of the flagpole. And she's looking down over to the right side and over to the left. And she's holding out her hand. Oh, but in her hand is a large heart, and it's dripping with blood. And Our Lady says, see his heart so torn by the offenses against him. My hand grows tired. I hold back the darkness. I have wandered throughout the world begging for atonement. My pleas have fallen upon many deaf and ears, and many who have allowed themselves to be blinded through the pleasures and seeking of worldly riches. Now Our Lady is floating over. She never walks. She's floating over to the left side of the flagpole. And I see coming through the clouds many, many angels. Now I see a man, he's coming forward, and he said, I stand above my namesake, for the battle ahead will be won not only for the salvation of the human soul, but for the existence of the true Church of God. Now, over on the right side, there is a man. Oh, I know, it's Saint Benedict. He's holding a large book, and he's pointing to the book, and he said, the rule will be followed without change. Oh. Now, Saint Benedict is pointing up to the sky, and he said, see what is planned by the Father for those who have hardened their hearts. Oh. 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 I see there's a great darkness now covering the world. And now there is a large ball. It looks like a sun, but now it's very small in the distance. I see it approaching by
years, by months, by days. And now Our Lady is standing over to the right side and she's saying, count now each day and live it as though there will be no tomorrow on your earth. Penance, atonement, sacrifice, I have asked and cried for. Your country now holds the balance for the destruction of the world. We watch the battle that rages upon earth. Awaken and look with enlightened hearts upon fact and truth. You are now living in the battle of the spirits. The days of approaching darkness. I have chosen to remain upon earth as a mediatrix between God and man. I will remain here with you and have sent many guardians upon earth to guide you in the battle ahead. Our hearts and tears fall upon the young, the victims of their elders. The judgment of God will not be understood by human man. Therefore, you will all direct by good example and prayer. Do not seek to castigate your neighbor, but by good example and prayer, lead him back onto the road to the kingdom. There is much error and delusion upon earth. Many have fallen into the ways of the world, leading to a society based on humanism, modernism, and pure Satanism. Before the battle is completed, you will have chosen your road and the ultimate eternity for your soul. Blindness of heart and intellectual pride have set many of our high priests onto the road to damnation. Their example will take many with them, but they too can be returned if they will turn from their worldly ways and return to prayer. And starve their bodies of the demons that have entered upon them. There shall be no rationalization among men for sin. For sin is damnation, and there will be no excuse. Shall this world of yours continue. You will continue onto the road to a damnation in eternity of hell. Do you wonder why we plead with you now, my children, to make yourselves ready for what lies ahead? Your country and your world will be cleansed by trial. How foolish those who chose the easy road, the road that leads to darkness. How sad that they exchanged a life of beauty in the kingdom for the torments of damnation and hell with Lucifer. Pray. Pray much, my children, for those who are in darkness. You who have been graced to have your eyes open to the truth are under obligation now to spread the word and recover those who need your help in prayers and sacrifice. These graces were given to you so that you will be champions in the battle. Now I see over to the left side of the flagpole, our lady now is going over to the left side, and there are two men now standing with books in their hands, and I recognize St. Thomas of Aquinas, St. Robert Bellarmine, and now there's a young man coming forward. He's just, it looks almost like a choir boy's outfit. It's, I don't recognize his garments. They look like a priest, but he has a cape over the black garment. And now he's holding up a book, and it says the Book of Life. And he's pointing now over to St. Robert Bellarmine. Now, St. Robert is holding the book up. Oh, and it's all red. The book is red. But upon the cover, there's a large black cross. He says, the book is going into deep darkness also. The words will not be rewritten to suit man. The words of God will not be changed to pamper man on earth. There will be given many warnings before the chastisement. One major warning will be given soon to your country. The chastisement and cleansing will come in two parts of the world. One will be in your side. Oh, Our Lady's showing me a large globe. I can see the United States and Canada. I can see South America. And then I also now, Our Lady is pointing over to the left side of this globe. And there's Asia, Egypt, Africa. And then, oh, there is a terrible war. Many, many people are dying. Many, many people will die, Our Lady said. Many souls unprepared to come to the kingdom. Now Our Lady is pointing over. Over on the right side, there's a large globe. Now out in the sky, I see it's a ball. It looks like the sun, but no, it's trailing. It's being very fast across the sky. and it has streamers of fire coming out from behind it. It looked, and it's twirling so fast. Oh, and the heat, it's very intense. Now, one of the tails has hit. Oh. Oh. I see. I see cities now. There's great fire. And all the lights, there's no electricity. All the lights have gone out. And people are running and trying to find candles. But the air has become stagnant. And there seems to be no oxygen. And they can't light the candles. It's very, very dark. Now this ball, it's swinging. It seems to be, it's going very fast through the sky. And as it passes over, there are great particles of dust. People standing out in it, they can't breathe. It's choking. It's like dirt falling from the sky. Now there are large rocks, and some of them are falling upon the people. Some of the buildings have fallen, and the people are running away. But there's no place to run, because now that the waves have started to rise very, very high, and the waves are now 10, 12 feet high, and they're pulling into the land. And I see part of, New York. Oh, now the comet is swinging over. It's not just New York. It covers the whole land. But I see now, our lady now is pointing over to the right, and there's a map, and I see little dots of light. I see 1, 2, 3, over on our side, on the map, it looks like from New York down to Florida. I see 1, 2, 3, 4. It looks like 8 or 9 candles. And then over towards the center, there are about maybe 15 or 20 candles. And over, looks from Washington down to Mexico. I see very few candles, only maybe about 4. Now our lady's coming over. And now our lady said, I am to listen, but not repeat. That man will be subjected to a cleansing that has never been experienced since the beginning of his world. All who are of well spirit will have no fear, for all is in the plan of the Father. Man has hastened what had been planned for the future. There is great hope that the little armies set up throughout the world will hold back the darkness. Now, our lady's coming forward, and Saint Teresa is with her. And, Saint Teresa and her sisters, and it must be very windy up there because their skirts are blowing, and Teresa is smiling, and she said, my sisters, I have come many times to the sacred grounds because to direct you from heaven. I do not misguide you when I follow the direction of the Queen of Heaven. I do not place myself above man and his failings, and I stand only as a small little speck in the world and in the firmament of heaven. But I too know what lies ahead for you in your world. You must open your hearts to the Holy Spirit. There is much delusion. Many souls are now on the road to hell. We cry, we shed many tears for those who will be lost to the kingdom. Satan has entered into the homes of my sisters. A strong example of discipline and purity must be shown within the homes of my sisters. Do not follow like the sheep to the slaughter. Now St. Catherine Laboret is coming down, and she's standing next to Our Lady and Teresa. And she says, how many times must the Queen of Heaven shed her tears upon a world that turns its back upon her? We await the final outcome, and the hand will be placed upon the world heavily. We are much distressed in heaven to find the number of our sisters who have fallen in line and lead with great joy of heart down the road to the abyss. They do not seek the road to the kingdom, but the pleasures of the world, which will only be temporary. Eternity. Do you not seek an eternity for your life and your soul? How long is eternity, my sisters? It is forever. Your earth years are but short, but the kingdom is forever. Have you no shame to expose your bodies? Do you not know your example has been given to you falsely to lead you into the darkness? Open your heart to the Holy Spirit. Accept the sacramentals given by the Lord High God of Heaven and the Queen of Heaven. Wear them and do not let the demons enter upon you. We stand forward in the battle for the recovery of all souls from Lucifer. Now it is growing very dark. Teresa and her sisters, they are floating backwards up high above the flagpole, and they are going right into the sky. I can barely see them. Now there's a very, very bright light about Our Lady, and she's coming down, and now she's standing over the flagpole to the right side, and she has her hands extended out like this. Oh. Now from her hands are coming rays. The rays now, they are coming down on both sides of the flagpole, the rays. Now they're very, very strong. There are three rays from each of Our Lady's hands, and they're coming down upon the people. And Our Lady now is smiling. Oh, she is so beautiful. Now There are stars forming about her head. They're all like a circlet. Oh, it's so beautiful. Our lady's cape now is blowing. Now the color, there are blue lights now coming down from heaven, shining onto her cape. Oh, the cape is so beautiful now. It's blue. It's blue with gold trim. Now our lady is placing a hand now over her heart. And now she's reaching out and placing her, oh, she has the rosary. Our lady has her rosary in her hands. They're beautiful. Oh, they're beautiful beads. They're all pearls. Pearls. And the Our Father is golden. Now the crucifix is golden, very large and golden. Now Our Lady is coming over to the right side of the flagpole. Oh, she is going to bless everyone with her crucifix. Like this, Our Lady is holding it like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady looks down, and she's floating over to the left side, our left side of the flagpole. Oh, and she's extending a hand now, and she's blessing everyone on the left side with the crucifix in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady says, I send upon you graces in abundance, graces for the asking, the power of cure and conversion through prayer, instruments for the conversion of sinners, all sacramentals blessed on the sacred grounds of my Son. I say my Son, for I give no credit, my children, for to myself as the Queen of Heaven, but do honor to the Father of Heaven and Earth. For the graces he chooses to send you for the conversion of your souls. Now it's Our Lady said you will continue with the prayers of atonement. The rosary, the instrument of peace.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy.
Our Lady said that throughout the world there is a delusion. Man is being taught that he will not be sent to hell or purgatory, no matter how much he offends his God, because his God is an all-loving God. Yes, he is an all-loving God. And now I see Michael is now coming forward with Our Lady again. She said, I am to remain in my seat. Our Lady said, continue the discourse, my child. He is the Father, an all-loving God, but he has given man his free will. He has set man upon earth as his champion to make his way back to the kingdom. It is your free will to choose Lucifer or the kingdom of your God. Many now in the world have chosen to follow Lucifer. They can be recovered by the good hearts and prayers of those who have great love for mankind. Penance, atonement, and sacrifice given to others will be returned to you threefold. Do not be deluded by Satan's plan to take from your minds the existence of a purging place and hell. They do exist, and they have existed since the time of the angels, when they were cast forth, as man too will be cast forth when he becomes disobedient and arrogant to his God. Now Michael is coming forward, and he's holding the balance. He says, see, my child, how uneven the scale balances. Recognize that the sins of man
have placed a heavy load upon the scale. When the balance is fully edged, now Michael is holding the balance, which is filled with, he's writing now in the sky the word abominations, A-B-O-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N-S. He said, when the peak of iniquity has been reached and the abominations filled, now he's holding a golden chalice and he's looking into the chalice and I see blood flowing from the chalice. It's a very large golden chalice. Now I see three angels. They're standing over to the left side of the flagpole and they have what looks like soup bowls in their hands. They're holding three bowls out. Now one angel raises his hand above his head like this, and with his left hand now he is turning the bowl over. Now the other angel points over to the right. Now he's coming over to the right, and he has raised up his hand and says, and he's pointing with four fingers, and he also has this large that looks like an urn or a bowl, and he's turning it upside down. Now the third angel, oh, behind him are four horses. Oh, the horses behind the third angel, they are all colored. One is black, one is red, one is white, and one is green. They're four colored horses. Now I see a large body of water, and I see two angels. Now they're standing over the waters, and they place their hands over the waters, and the waters are now rising very, very high. Now there are four angels. It's like they were on a four-cornered pond, and they're standing now, each with spears at the four corners of the pond. And now Michael is coming to the right side and he's saying, this, my child, is another puzzle for man to figure out. If not solved in due time, the Father plans to set the answer upon the world himself. Now it's growing very, very dark. Oh no, there's a light now up in the top of the sky. Oh, and our lady's coming forward now. Oh, and she's holding in her hand the baby, the infant Jesus, and she's holding him very close. And she said, many infants of similar age shall be removed from the world. Many against the will of the Father, and many through the will of the Father. Man shall make atonement for his offenses against his God. Now it grows very, very dark, and Our Lady is now, she hasn't turned her back, but she's gliding back over the flagpole and over our heads. Now she's standing over, and Our Lady says, continue now with your prayers of atonement and the beads of prayers I have given you for the recovery of souls.